But people want to stay in Nashville because we're warm and welcoming. And I don't just mean the tourists. I mean the immigrants and refugees and new Americans who come here because they know they're going to be accepted. They're going to be able to pursue their dreams. And that's why our city is so successful. Now, I am not blind to the fact that immigration is on the top of mind for many of us. Executive orders signed last week are very much complicating the landscape of what cities and states do and the separation of powers. I could talk a lot about laws and what's actually possible under the 10th Amendment, but let's leave that for another time, because my job as mayor is figuring out how we live our values, adjusting to this new reality and navigating new waters. So I think you deserve to know where I stand. I try not to mix religion and politics too much, but I do think it's important to know where leaders get their core values. My Christian faith teaches me to welcome the stranger. And I believe that's what Nashville and the United States should continue to do. We should do it because it's morally right and because it creates a stronger and safer America. Here in Nashville, we have been blessed to have a large Kurdish population, men and women and children who fled a war-torn Iraq to find peace and safety. They came to Nashville and they became a fabric and part of our society. Senator Corker and Senator Alexander spoke out yesterday as well, and my hope is that our Congress and our courts continue to stand up for what America believes in, because America's strength comes not just from our weapons of war, but our instruments of peace. And our instruments of peace are refugee resettlement programs that offer an outlet for those seeking peace and prosperity. Now, I didn't run for mayor to fix America's immigration system, which has for far too long been ignored, and we really do need to create a pathway for citizens, those working families who come here to seek new opportunity in a country where we have low unemployment and a need for labor. I often say we're a warm and welcoming city because that's my philosophy, one I believe that is shared by the majority of Nashville. We should embrace all who reside in our borders, regardless of where they came from or how they got here. Now, I was asked yesterday if we have declared ourselves a sanctuary city. We are not. But let's put labels aside and let's talk about actions, because philosophy is what is reflected in our action, both in the public and the private sector. As you remember, our club took action last year when we donated $100,000 to Conexión Américas, led by our fellow Rotarian, Renata Soto. This came on the action that Metro took to provide funds for the park to serve our new community, new American community, and all of Nashville. In this year's budget, Metro took action and gave our public schools funding for additional resources for English language learners. In Nashville, 1 out of 4 students comes to our public school needing to improve their English language skills. By investing in our students, we are going to graduate thousands of multilingual students who are going to help Nashville fully participate in a global economy. It's a gift. As mayor, I firmly believe, as does our chief of police, Steve Anderson, that immigration status is irrelevant to any MMPD action or duty. Well, while there may be appropriate circumstances to work with federal immigration officials to detain or apprehend dangerous and or violent criminals who are here illegally, I don't believe that we should use our law enforcement as de facto immigration enforcement, and I will resist any effort by our police officers to become immigration police, not only because it's morally wrong, but because it makes our city less safe. If families are afraid to send their children to school because government officials might report them, then it's the child who's the victim. If an individual doesn't go to the doctor because they're sick, because they are afraid of being reported, that's a threat to our public health. And if a victim of crime won't report it for fear of being arrested, we have created a more dangerous city where criminals are free to act with impunity. Community support and trust is essential, and anything that erodes that trust erodes our public safety. So, whether it's Metro government, nonprofits, our private industry, we should all be taking action to separate and to shape our future by supporting and investing in all of our neighbors. That warm and welcoming philosophy is one of the reasons why Nashville has enjoyed such a strong economic success. We're a city that is pro-business and progressive, and that is the secret to prosperity.